Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And I'm always honored to be before you and bring you some good news as well as what's going on in the world and what happened, amen, years ago. You know, God has a perfect plan in our lives, and I don't care what Satan try to do, he won't win. We might go through the battle, we might struggle, we might get battle scarred, but at the same time, we always come out on top with God. God knows, he knows the reasons, amen, and for every thing that happens and every challenge in our life, God already got the way made. He just wants you to trust in him and believe in him. So I want to speak to you today about whoredom in the land of Israel. You know, what old folks say, you can bring a horse to the water, but don't mean that he's going to drink it. And Israel had been given many great opportunities to be blessed in many areas of their walk, from the time that they left out of Egypt all the way up to even now. They have been oppressed by many of their enemies, and even today, we don't know why, and they can't understand why they're the most hated people in the world today. Another race of people is black people, and Muslims killing out their own race. And so we still have that racial prejudice demon, that hatred demon, going about seeking a way to destroy us and what God has made us to be, the seed righteous. But God loved Israel so much, and he still does, until he always, most often, make a mistake not. But he also, and most often, is the one that blesses us and bring us out of the mistakes that we have lived through and dealt with. And I myself, you know, I make mistakes, and oh Lord, I have to go in repenting and being godly, sorry for the things that I do that I don't understand. I'm human. I'm going to praise God, ask God to let you understand what was going on in Israel, but I'm going to also understand that you and myself and all of us, we are making mistakes. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. And God has many ways of escape for us, many examples that are in the Bible that have been proven that there was a supernatural God working on those people's behalf as well as us today. We are speaking about Hosea. He was one of the minor prophets, and he was the one that went in and use illustrations as well as most of the others, but how God loved his people, but also how he used various illustrations to show them that he will chastise them. And he said in his word, he said, those he loved, he chastised. So in the first chapter of Hosea, God told him to marry a whore named Gomer. And it's a funny thing how God would use something that's unrighteous to come in and bring in a word, and then to prove that even a whore, somebody that's been out there, can be changed. Eventually, because of Gomer's love and Hosea's love for each other, eventually it got to the point that they really had a perfect relationship. God knows what he's doing. We have encountered many treacherous people in our lifestyle, as well as what the Bible has used to glorify God. Gomer was a whore. Rahab was a prostitute. And, oh, my God, the woman at the well had all of those husbands, and none of them, the last one she had wasn't hers because she was sleeping with a man, somebody that had a wife. And so it was just horrendous. But at the same time, Jesus and Father God and the Holy Spirit showed us these illustrations so we can understand God's hurt and his love, and also his chastisement, because he chastised who he loved. So God had Hosea to marry a woman of whoredom, amen, and it was to show Israel their sin and their abominations in his eyesight. No, God hates sin. He hates for us to do things that are not in good standing with him. He hates for us to go in, and after we've been cleaned up most of the time, we go right back into the enemy, knowing or unknowing, and we make it difficult for us as far as deliverance is concerned. So it had gotten to the point that the 12 tribes were sinning against God. And Dan, we back to Dan again. I'm still going to stay on Dan until I finish. Amen. Praise God. About Dan. Amen. And was the leader of them all. Amen. Praise God. Remember, that was the division in the tribes. Amen. Praise God. The northern and the southern tribe. Well, the southern tribe had, Judah and Benjamin and some of the Levitical priesthood, but the northern tribe, they had Dan and Asher and Reuben and Zebulun and Naphtali and oh my God, all the others that were in, inclusive even Manasseh, as well as his brother, and they all were of the praise God, of the northern tribe. He showed his wickedness of who is Dan more than all the tribes, amen, when the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, amen, became into existence. 10 of the tribes went to the northern kingdom after King Solomon died, and the remaining tribes, Judah and Benjamin, were made up of the southern kingdom, amen, that served God, amen, praise God, until some of them decided to be like all the other nations. 1 Kings 12:1-23. Hosea's name means salvation. He was one of the minor prophets that kept a written book of Israel and their lifestyle, their dealings, how they continued to sin. And his father's name was Barak. He was one of the minor prophets that was assigned to foretell the events of the northern kingdom, especially the Danite tribe and others, tribes, to return back to God. His ministry was from B.C. 784 to 723, a period of 59 years. Amen. And some say that it went on to 60 years of him serving the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Jeroboam II was
on the throne during his office, and at that time when Israel was at his splendor, everything was just so beautiful, so nice. They were prosperous people. They lived a good life, but they wouldn't put down the pagan gods, the golden calf and all of those Syrian gods and all those Amorites and Moabites and all of those different kinds of ways that they would deal with these gods and sacrifice their children. And they were doing some of everything as we are doing today. I mean, the biggest thing in America today is sexing it. I don't care if it's by telephone, by pornography, or whatever it is, but it's a breach. And God, amen, is tired of that. The wages of sin is death. And so his wife, Gomer, name means to finish, to complete. The number seven is completion, and was given, amen, as far as her name was concerned, because God would bring a completion to the sin that was going on, amen, in Israel. Amen. And she was a prostitute that would sell her body to other, amen, praise God, nations. She didn't fool with just Israel, but she sold her body to other nations and sacrificed herself to pagan gods. The book of Revelation is the completion of God's work in the earth realm. Number seven has a lot to do with completion. During the time of Hosea, God could not bring Dan back to him. So again, Jesus and Paul, they went forth to plead with the Danite tribe that lived in Galilee to return back to their maker, who is the Lord God Almighty. Some of us need to return back to God. We've backslidden. We've been doing our thing. Amen. Praise God. And it's really time out. Amen. Time for us to, amen, praise God, to get our lives back in order. So Hosea speaks about Jezreel, Ezra Leon, and the Great Plain. The Bible also mentioned about Megiddo and the landmark that will be used at the Battle of Armageddon, amen, when Jesus comes. Gideon fought in that area with, as well as Deborah, or Deborah, as some call her, and Barak, and they won the battle over Caesarea in the area, as well as other battles and their defeat or victory during that time. Amen. The northern kingdom decided to follow Dan in the book of Jehu. Amen. Praise God. Or when Jehu was written at that time. Amen. Praise God. I don't think he had one thing a book by itself. But time to remain separate from the southern kingdom for worship, amen, and worshiping God, they took and rejected God. Jehu had been appointed to be king, and as he was appointed to be king, he obeyed God all the way to his latter end. And at his latter end, he began to follow the God, amen, of Dan, amen, of the Danite tribe, and they worshiped the golden calf, which became a snare to them. The story of Dan started when his father Jacob, amen, married Rachel, Laban's daughter. Laban was the brother of Rebekah, which was Isaac's wife. Amen, praise God. Was Abraham's son, amen, and Terah was Abraham's father, and Nahor and Haran was Abraham's brother. Well, Abraham, he literally was an honor and did an honor as far as serving the Lord when he called him forth. And he was the great grand, praise God, father. His great grandfather was Shem. So Abraham was a Syrian. or an Armenian or an Armin before he was given the name of a Hebrew. When God met Abraham, he took and changed his name, amen, and gave him, amen, praise God, the name of a Hebrew, amen, praise God. And he was the cousin of Rebekah and Rachel in Genesis 11 and 11, Genesis 31, 19, and 20. The Syrians served the moon god, remember all of these old gods they served, Dan right along with them, who had another name for sin along with other gods, amen, during that time. When God told Abraham that he would make him a great nation, Genesis 12, 2 through 3, God kept his word, even though his seeds were led into captivity and lived in Egypt. Amen. Praise God for a certain period of time. Amen. 430 years to be all together. And then when they came out, they began to rebel against God. God is still keeping his word for us today, even us that have been rebellious, amen, and not doing the will of God. They refused to serve him who was noted for his works in the supernatural. Some mention of him, how he delivered them across the Red Sea. That was God. The quails and the 10 plagues of Egypt and many more miracles he would go in to perform. So after each tribe received their blessing, Dan joined in with the other nations. And when the time of the kings came to pass, he remained a part of the northern kingdom and served the golden calf along with the other nine tribes that followed him. Because of the northern tribe and their sins, God commissioned Hosea to show in natural those illustrations, amen, and in the natural what Israel was doing. They were doing some of everything, and we are doing it today. We are doing everything we're big enough to do. They had followed Dan's tribe, and also, amen, they worshiped the golden calf along with the nations and a pagan god. If you notice, when Jesus came, he made it clear that he came to save the lost sheep of Israel. And Galilee and that area, amen, was where he targeted most of his ministry because of the Danite tribe, the Danite tribe. For they were the only tribe that needed to be completely returned back to God. You know, in some of the history on the tribe that was scattered, amen, praise God, when they were scattered, and why, is because the tribe wasn't literally lost, amen, praise God, as people say, but they were scattered, amen. And so the word 10 lost tribes is incorrect. For by them being scattered, they can be brought back together. All but Dan, amen, which have, I would say, not even a remnant, amen, but he has enough of Dan in him, of the Danite tribe, in order to prove that he is related to the Danite tribe as well as, amen, praise God, the Jewish nation and the Arabs, amen, praise God, the Syrians. He has a mix, but he can prove that he is related to the Jewish nation, amen, praise God, where the Antichrist, amen, praise God, will stem from, because you have to have proof, identity, that he is related to the Jews in order to come in and to, praise God, reign through deception. He's going to use deception in that area. Well, he's coming from the Danite tribe. Amen, as I say, but they are literally gone. They were literally destroyed by Satan, amen, and the worshiping. And they did that because of their mama. You know, the woman can make a lot of mistakes, and she can cause her whole household to mess up if she's not careful. So Israel was divided in two kingdoms around 926 to 922 B.C., and when the house of Israel rebelled against King Rehoboam, amen, which wanted to make, amen, Israel be yoked up worse than his daddy, Solomon, and suffer them more in order to try to retain them and be a king to them. Well, they rebelled against it. It just didn't happen that way. You can't do what you want with people. And so Israel was divided into houses. Amen. Praise God. Two houses, the house of Israel, the northern kingdom, and the house of Judah, the southern kingdom. The tribe of Judah and Benjamin remained unified along with many of the Levites. Amen. The Levitical priesthood. Israel remained, amen, in tribes. They were, those that were in the 10 tribes were Reuben, Dan, Naphtali, Simeon, Issachar, Levi, and some of them, Zebulun, Asher, Gad, Joseph's son, Ephraim, and Manasseh were each counted, amen, making a total of 10 tribes, amen, praise God. Around 723 B.C., the 10 tribes of Israel were under enemy's control, and which were the Assyrians. Many of them that was from the 10 tribes of Israel were moved from Israel into districts within the Assyrian kingdom. And during those years, foreigners would take over Israel's land because they no longer occupied it. That's why, amen, praise God, they were, amen, literally, amen, taken and the Assyrians placed them where they wanted to place them. So they, cities in their towns, which they resided in before the Assyrians captured them, they were removed from them and other nations would get them. Amen. Eventually, Israel's nation was established as being a nation of Jews along with Benjamin. Today, all of Israel is called a Jewish nation. God kept his word and saved the land of Israel for the Jews. Benjamin and the 10 tribes, they were scattered and will now bring at this point, which he is doing today through other sources that he has set for, they're bringing them back home. Amen. Those that were scattered. Amen. The southern kingdom and the northern kingdom will be one head. Amen. And it will be headed up by the tribe of Judah. Amen. Which is the Jewish nation. Praise God. Again, in around 585 B.C., Judah was removed from Israel to Babylon, taken into captivity. And after an early Babylonian attack of the Jerusalem in 597 B.C., and they remained there a while, and Judah was given their freedom from the Babylonian captivity, but Israel and the 10 tribes were never restrained. Amen, praise God. They were never, amen, praise God, reinstated. Amen, praise God. Amen. They lived a life in the Babylonian captivity. Amen. Being restrained, amen, in essence, from their country, but they were never reinstated. Amen, praise God, most of them. Today, there is a mixed race of people in Israel that have been utilized, amen, and utilizing that land, amen. So the word of the Lord, amen, it came unto Hosea, the son of Beri, in the day that Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah, and in the day of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. Amen. And so God began to speak to Hosea and praise God. The beginning of the word, the Lord, he's telling Hosea. The Lord said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredom and children of whoredom,
for the land had committed great whoredom, amen, in departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, amen, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. Amen, praise God. And the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel, amen, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause this, amen, that place, amen, to cease, amen, and the kingdom of the house of Israel, amen, would not be, amen, praise God, amen, and I shall come in that day, and what God is literally going to do is going to break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. Amen. Praise God. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And God said unto him, call her name Lehemiah. Amen. For I will no more, amen, have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Amen. They were doing so terrible, so bad, Israel was. Amen. Praise God. The northern kingdom was, that God had to send, amen, praise God, Hosea in to bring in a word. Amen. Praise God. And then to illustrate it by, amen, praise God, the names, amen, of his children. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah and will save them by the Lord. Amen. Of their God. Amen. Praise God. And will not save them by boat, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Now then, it went on to say, when she had weaned Lo-Hamam, amen, praise God, she conceived and bare a son. Then said God, call his name Lo-Mai, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. They had gotten so bad, so terrible in the things that they were doing, that God really, it hurt him, but he did not even want to claim them. He was ashamed of them, and he was rejecting them. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea. He said, although I rejected you all for what you have done, amen, praise God, another kingdom, amen. And the Danite tribe, he said, I will, amen, praise God, keep a remnant, amen, those, amen, that, amen, shall be numbered by amen, praise God, really can't be numbered by the sands of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And it shall come to pass, amen, that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said to them, ye are the sons of the living God. God is going to restore them back, and God is doing that right now. He's restoring Israel back, but, amen, praise God, the tribe of Judah is the one that he's really focusing on, because they are, amen, praise God, his chosen ones. Those that have died in the past were rebellious. They didn't obey the voice of the Lord. And God had to go in and show Hosea what sins they were in, because, amen, they were perishing. We, as the body of Christ, as Christians today, one thing that is important, above his name is his word, and we should keep obedient. We should continue to obey him. I don't care what the enemy tries to do, because the enemy is going to work on you, like he did Israel, all kind of lust, all kind of sin, killing their children, beating their own children, all of these curses, amen, praise God, was because of rebellion. And God could not stop, amen, the chastisement or what he pronounced over them, because he is a righteous God. We as the body of Christ need to remember and understand, above his name is his word. If you can't do nothing but keep his word, do it, because the enemy is going to come in, and God is going to use illustrations like he's doing now, And most people are not adhering to it. They're doing what they're big enough to do, but don't allow, amen, praise God, sufferings that you could have avoided to stop your relationship with God. And he went on to tell about, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Amen. Praise God. The battle of Armageddon. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's at Megiddo. It's at Jezreel. Praise God. And it's going to happen. Jesus is going to come back. And he's going to claim his bride. He's going to come back and make things right for his people. But whoredom in the land of Israel, amen, must stop as all over the world. We are nearing the end. God bless. Have a wonderful day.